Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined as always by Kent Steinbeck, and we're coming from the iconic Herb's House, which is a coffee shop here in Dallas, Texas. You need to come and join us. We are in 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 9, Kent, and the title of this is Turning to God. So I want to begin by just reading the verse. For they themselves report about us what kind of reception we had with you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God. Kent, what this is all about is conversion, a real conversion, where someone is converted to Christ. And as we read this, I think we really need clarity in our understanding of what happens when someone comes to faith in Christ. There is always a conversion. And the word conversion means a turning. There will be a turning away from self and sin and idols and the world, and a turning to God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it takes place in a moment. There may be progressive conviction of sin that leads up to that and a drawing to Christ. But at that moment, when someone comes through the narrow gate, there is a sudden and immediate conversion that takes place. So Paul says, for they themselves report about us. What that means is the believers in the previous verse, Macedonia and Achaia, this, what happened in Thessalonica is going out throughout the whole region. Everyone is talking about the conversions that were taking place in Thessalonica under Paul's preaching. And he says, what kind of reception we had with you. And the word reception there refers to a welcomed entrance. And really, the entrance was into their hearts with the message that Paul was preaching as he was preaching the gospel. And we can read about it in Acts chapter 17. But here's the heart of what I want us to look at, Kent. He says, and how you turned to God from idols. Let's just stop right there. Every true conversion has both a positive and a negative turning. The positive turning is a turning to God. The negative is a turning away from idols, false gods. Whatever it was you were pursuing in life, whatever was more important to you than God in your life, at conversion, Kent, there is a dramatic break from that worldly pursuit. And in this case, it was literal idols as far as material things made with hands. But for others, it is idols of whether it's loving the world, pursuing business, your family, whatever it is, had become so important in your life that it displaced any commitment you would have to God. And at conversion, you turn away from idols and you turn to God by faith. And that really involves repentance, which means a changing of the mind, but also a changing of the heart and a changing of the will that changes one's whole life direction. That pivot takes place in a moment as God works upon the heart. And then he adds something else, Kent, that's involved in turning to God. No one turns to God and becomes passive. No one turns to God and just sits like a spectator. When you turn to God, you're out of the stands and you're on the field and you're now a believer in Christ and you're following Christ. And this text says, and you're now serving Christ. And so this verse concludes how you turn to God from idols to serve a living and true God. And this word to serve, Kent, comes from a Greek word that really means to serve as a slave, that you're held in the chains of the lordship of Jesus Christ. And your life now is you are indebted to Christ, and you are completely committed to Christ like a slave is to his master, to serve a living and true God. Well, the living is in contrast to the dead idols. True God is in contrast to the false gods. And this is the most important thing that could ever happen in anyone's life, to turn to God from idols. And in every true turning, it leads to a serving the living and true God. And this news, this was such a dramatic turnaround in their lives that this news just percolated throughout the region. And people in other parts of Asia Minor were talking about this, what was happening. And in Greece, what was happening there in Thessalonica. It was a powerful testimony to the grace of God. So can't we, as always, we want to talk about this. So what comes to your mind for us to talk about?
Well, I'm thinking we've talked about this a lot, and for our viewing audience, we all have friends, we have loved ones, relatives, friends of friends who we're praying would come to know Christ.
Yeah.
And we want to see them come to know Christ. We want to know that when they die, they go to heaven. And I think this is critical because I had this story in mind where I had a great uncle who passed away, and there was never a change in his life. But all the talk at the funeral was he walked the aisle when he was six.
Yeah.
He walked the aisle when he was six. But Steve, there was not a turning anywhere in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we're talking about here, right?
Yeah.
So it's not you, and you, I want you to answer this question. If you truly come to Christ and there is true repentance, there has to be a turning, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it maybe there is, maybe there isn't? That's the question.
There is no way anyone can meet the risen Christ and for your life not to be dramatically changed and transformed.
So you can't just walk the same way you walked your whole life and say, well, I made a decision when I was 10, or I made a decision when I was 6, and we're going to go back and hang on that.
No, absolutely. That would be a false hope. That would be an empty testimony, really a dead testimony that has no reality to it whatsoever. In every true conversion, just to reaffirm this, there will always be a turning away from idols, away from sin, life pursuit of sin, away from self-righteousness, and a turning to God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this turning to God is so real and so dynamic and active that it always involves now serving this God. Your whole life is given now to this God and to the kingdom of God and those purposes. And you remember in Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. You're not saved by doing the will of God, but if you are saved, it will lead to doing the will of God. And that's an immediate break from your old way of life. And now you're on a new path headed in a new direction. I mean, for heaven's sake, that's what conversion is. And so the illustration you just gave is the perfect illustration. And you and I both encounter people who come up to us and say, I want to know, am I saved or not saved?
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell you if you're saved or not saved. That's between you and God. However, I can tell you this, that if your life has never changed and you've just continued to wallow in sin through college, through your single years, and on to the present, you've never met Christ because there would be this change. And it's God at work in that person's heart.
So I know, again, for our viewing audience, as parents or grandparents or, again, deeply loved ones, we're praying to see that they come to Christ. And and I guess what you're saying, the Bible is saying, to be clear, is that we know that change has been made by the evidence of their life.
Yes.
Not by what they say.
Exactly. Not by what they say, but by the fruit that is produced by God in a person's life. And Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruit. In Matthew 7, 15 through 20, you'll know them by their fruit. Every good tree bears good fruit. How simple is that?
Yeah.
And every bad tree does not bear good fruit, and a good tree does not bear bad fruit. Mm-hmm. You'll know them by their fruit. And so that's exactly what Paul is teaching here. And I think it's really a word of caution for us,
yeah,
that all of us should examine ourselves, whether we be in the faith. And with our children and grandchildren, as you just mentioned, we want them to have the real relationship with God through Christ. And so, especially with children, that can be a difficult subject. Time will be the great revealer of the authenticity of a conversion or not. So, Kent, this is so important what we've talked about here. And I trust that as you've joined us today for Steadfast Hope, that this really has spoken really in a very important way to your life. And if you are converted to Christ, give glory to God that God himself turns you around to himself and has welcomed you into his family. Well, may the Lord bless you. And please stay tuned for our next episode of Steadfast Hope.